Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
The box. You opened it. We came. You are all my children now.
And I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these threats.
There's no more room in hell. The dead walk here.
Kill her, Mommy. Kill her. Don't let her get away, Mommy. Don't let her live.
I won't.
You play a good game, boy. But the game is finished. Now you die.
Careful what you wish for.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told nothing left, no reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong.
Oh, God! Mother! Blood! Blood!
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Demons to some, angels to others.
No!
Hello and welcome to Haunted Radio for January 16th, 2019. This is the 420th edition of Haunted Radio. On this week's edition, we are celebrating the birthday of Mr. John Carpenter. As you just heard on that little vignette for The Fog on TV back in the day. In this week's edition, we have some news in the Graveyard Gazette. We will be reviewing They Live, and we will also have a new edition of Haunted Radio's Top 10 as we will count down the Top 10 Horror Movie Theme Songs. So be sure to keep tuned here. We'd also like to just let you know about upcoming episodes. Of course, next month we'll have our Vicious Valentine's Day edition of the show. And not much else, as it's going to be kind of a slow time. Haunted attraction news will be usually kind of slow at this time of the year, as it's going to start to pick up soon as haunt season will start coming, as HauntCon will be here pretty soon. And in March, the Midwest Haunters Convention, Transworld, and then Midwest Haunters Convention in May or June. So that being said, let's get on with this week's show kick it off with the Graveyard Gazette.
The Graveyard Gazette, the latest news headlines in the world of horror entertainment, brought to you by the Deadland Haunted House in Warren, Michigan, thedeadland.com.
And here we are at the Graveyard Gazette, the latest news headlines in the world of horror entertainment. Begin with news, the Motor City Haunt Club, their annual haunted garage sale event, which I always have been a part of and attend. Actually, this year will be my upcoming eighth year at the event with my special effects company, Horrific Effects. I always get a couple tables, and then I get an additional table for my daughter as she makes Halloween-themed bath bombs and takes dollar store dolls and makes them creepy, and I always get an additional table for my mom who makes Halloween-themed jewelry. But this year's event will be taking place Saturday, September 14th, 2019. No other information has been revealed yet, but they will be updating their Facebook page in the coming months here with more information. But they did officially release the date. Again, it's Saturday, September 14th, 2019. Now, last year's event took place at Skateland West. It was originally supposed to take place at Skateland West in Westland, but it was moved to the Skaten Station in Canton, Michigan. So that was last year's event. Again, more information will come as it is released, and we will be passing that along. Stranger Things. It was announced on New Year's Day at around midnight that Stranger Things Season 3 will officially debut on Netflix on July 4th. Now on to some film news. Scream Factory has announced that they are bringing Eli Roth's cannibal flick The Green Inferno into their Collector's Edition Blu-ray collection later this year. And they're promising bonus content, both new and old. They tease that extras are still in progress and will be announced later in March, but it can be confirmed that they will have an all-new, in-depth, lengthy interview with Roth and cast members. Additionally, any extras that were on the prior release of the film will be on this edition too. Each release will come with a never-before-released CD soundtrack of the score by composer Manuel Ribeiro. It includes bonus tracks, which will make this a two-disc set. You can even get a deluxe version of the package with slipcover signed by Eli Roth. National street date for U.S. and Canada territories is April 23rd. And Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi, two horror legends, four horror classics. They may have had a legendary rivalry in horror, but Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi nevertheless starred in a handful of movies together. And Scream Factory has collected them all in a set. It's been announced that the Boris Karloff Bela Lugosi Collection Blu-ray will be bringing four classic chillers to Blu-ray for the first time, each of them starring Karloff and Lugosi. This collection includes The Black Cat from 1934, The Raven from 1935, The Invisible Ray from 1936, and Black Friday from 1940 in a four-disc set with a slipcover and new art. Extras are in the process and will be announced at a later date. And news on Final Destination. New Line Cinema is in fact rebooting the Final Destination franchise that began in 2000 with James Wong-directed thriller, in which Devon Sawa has a terrifying vision of he and his friends dying in a plane crash. Having prevented the accident, death hunts them down one by one. Stephen Quayle directed the most recent installment, which was 2011's Final Destination 5. Plot details for the sixth installment, which is being billed as a reimagining of the franchise, or a reboot again, were not revealed. As has also been noted, Patrick Melton and Marcus Dunstan are horror vets best known for penning four of the Saw movies and the Feast films. They are winners of season 3 of Project Greenlight and also wrote The Collector, The Collection, and Piranha 3DD. They penned the upcoming Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark for CBS Films and are working with horror producers Platinum Dunes on an untitled Christmas horror project set up at Sony and The Reckoning at Paramount. They will be writing this reboot. And we'll wrap up the news on Dawn of the Dead. George Romero's Dawn of the Dead is currently out of print and unavailable to stream in the United States, which seems downright insane. And over in the UK, the film's Blu-ray releases are similarly out of print. So it's kind of huge news that Second Sight announced that they are next setting their sights on the seminal zombie classic. No details are known at this time, but Second Sight made the announcement with a simple "It's happening" tweet, which included an iconic piece of Dawn of the Dead artwork. From what we can gather, Dawn is currently out of print because of the rights holders won't license it out for a reasonable fee, but sounds like Second Sight might have made it happen. For what it's worth, some Second Sight releases are region free, so there's always the possibility for those in the United States to check that out. And that will wrap up this week's edition of the Graveyard Gazette, the latest news headlines in the world of horror entertainment.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Oh, shit. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, please step right up and join us under the big top as we present to you the Critic Carnival.
What do these things want, and why are they here?
You still don't get it, do you, boy?
They have recruited the rich and the powerful.
They're running the whole show.
Wake up! They're all about you, all around you. Blinded us to the truth.
Take a look.
They are safe as long as they are not discovered.
I don't know what they are or where they came from, but we gotta stop them.
Stay away from me.
Put these on.
They have us.
Look at them. They're everywhere.
We have no other choice.
I don't like this one bit.
Leave it alone, man. It ain't none of my business. Ain't none of yours.
We have been lulled into a trance.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. We're in trouble. The whole world's in trouble.
Control us!
You're sending some kind of signals on a TV sets.
I've got one that can see.
Mama don't like tattletale.
Now we start spilling some blood.
Let's go!
Push the button.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Thank you.
fans, here we are at the Critic Carnival. On this week's edition, we are reviewing They Live. They Live was released in 1988, was 94 minutes long, written and directed by John Carpenter, and the film starred Roddy Piper and Meg Foster. Those of you who have not seen this film, it revolves around Roddy Piper, his character, and yes, that Roddy Piper, Roddy Piper from the old WWE days. Revolves around his character, John Nada, who is a drifter and stumbles across these special sunglasses that when you wear them, subliminal messages can be seen, and certain individuals are actually aliens. That's why They Live is the title. And the film revolves around that. This was a decent film. It was a letdown when it was released, but has gained a huge cult following, and is a personal favorite of mine. I love this movie. Well acted. And kudos to John Carpenter for giving the starring role to a wrestler. You know, not many people, especially at that time, would do such a thing. And just very well done in general. Good effects. I've also found out for years that Roddy Piper improvised a lot of the classic lines that were used in the film, as you heard on the bubblegum clip before the Critic Carnival here. I was actually excited, about 7-8 years ago now, a special midnight screening at a local theater was showing They Live. My brother, his wife, and I went to see it, and so fun to see that on the big screen. Should be pretty cheap to find on DVD now. I know I got mine for about $5, and that was about 15 years ago now. So I would highly recommend checking out this film if you have not seen it. So for this week's review of They Live, out of 5 slashes, I will give it 4.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Coming next time to Critic Carnival.
Began because the stores could not meet the demands of Sutter Kane's novel, In the Mouth of Madness.
Kane disappeared 2 months ago without a trace.
He's the guy that writes horror books.
You can forget about Stephen King. Kane outsells them all.
I need to know if he's alive or dead, and I need that book.
It's a setup. I just have to work out how it's set up.
Kane's writing has been known to have an effect on his readers.
See this? It's a map.
This whole thing has been staged.
You just get out.
This is not reality.
It's all happening for real, Trent.
Next month.
now time to get your music fix on. As you enter and take a spin around the vortex.
Hello, and welcome to the vortex. I am your demonic DJ, Ian Sane. Tonight, as we celebrate John Carpenter's birthday, here is not one, but two iconic John Carpenter themes. First, the theme from The Fog, followed by his legendary theme from Halloween.
Thank you.
here we are at Haunted Radio's Top 10. First episode of each month, we try to do a new Top 10 list. So with that being said, we'll get on with this edition here. And we find it fitting with John Carpenter, who is such a great director and musician. We thought it would be a great addition to do his a Top 10 Horror Movie Theme Songs list. We go with number 10, The Shining. Number 9, A Nightmare on Elm Street. Number 8, Candyman. Number 7, Phantasm. Number 6, Friday the 13th. Number 5, Saw. Number 4, Psycho. Number 3, Jaws. Number 2, The Exorcist. And number 1, greatest horror movie theme song, as you just heard, Halloween. Now, if you enjoy these top 10 lists, we invite you to check out my special effects makeup YouTube channel. Search for Horrific FX. And on there, every month I try to do a Horrific FX Top 13 Countdown video presentation. I'm not much of a video film editor. It's just a presentation. But each month I try to do a Top 13 list. I started doing this in October. The first video was Top 13 Horror Movie Characters. The second video in November was, as you just heard, Top 13 Horror Movie Theme Songs. In December, I did Top 13 Twilight Zone Episodes. And in January, it was the Top 13 Stephen King Horror Movies. So you might want to check that out. In February, I'll be releasing a video of the top 13 horror movie posters. So just something you might want to check out. And with that being said, that wraps up this week's edition of Haunted Radio. We invite you to tune in next week as we'll be reviewing In the Mouth of Madness and have more goodies for you. So with that being said, I hope everyone has a great week. Be safe. Enjoy football playoff games as we're inching closer to the Super Bowl. And with that being said, this is Haunted Radio signing off for January 16th, 2019. Haunted Radio would like to thank the following sponsors for helping us bring you the best in haunted and horror entertainment on a weekly basis.
Halloween Forum, the number one Halloween community since 2002. The original Halloween Forum, www.halloweenforum.com. The Midnight Syndicate, the leader in Halloween music and gothic, horror, fantasy soundtracks, www.midnightsyndicate.com. The Deadland Haunted House in Warren, Michigan. TheDeadland.com. The Motor City Horror Club, where horror discussion begins. MCHC60.50webs.com. Haunt Space, the social network for hardcore haunters at HauntSpace.com. Halloween Trade, the worldwide Halloween and Haunted House Shopping Mall, www.halloweentrade.com.